WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on 5:30 here, and we've been so wrapped up in Jason Tatum news, the injury, the surgery, what the Celtics are going to do. I was hesitant or lacking in my hosting duties that little abbreviated show. We got Red Sox Tigers tonight, so we'll be out of here for the start of the Mass Mutual pregame show at about 5:40. Hopefully tonight goes better than last night.
Those Tigers pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good. And at least for last night's game, those Red Sox were pretty bad. I know we're going to fixate on Houck, but the defense wasn't good. Like, there wasn't a lot
Abreu,
good.
Ooh, let that ball get by him.
I was listening to my guy Lou Maloney, who made his debut in the Sox booth here on WEEI. And that was a tough debut game for him, too.
Brutal.
It was over in the third inning, basically. He scored 9 runs. It's over.
Yeah.
Put a pin in it.
Pretty much.
We still got to go 9 innings.
And I like them getting winning the series over KC. KC Royals, man. That team looks good.
Yeah, well, guess what?
They're good.
The Red Sox look good sometimes.
Yeah.
And then they look bad sometimes. And this is becoming an identity for them over the last year plus. Yeah. Just this infuriating, ooh, we've played 2 games well. I even heard Alex Cora. He's like, yeah, we're pitching well. We're starting to play well. We're moving in the right direction. And then
not so fast.
Trombone or whatever the hell that game was last night. So we're coming up here on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Fitzy, you had a good idea for a poll today. So I posted it, as we do often here, you know, at Jumbo Heart or at WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. We do mostly a daily poll. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I forget, and we don't do one. But today's, in light of the Jason Tatum injury, which Boston team do you now believe is closest to its next title? And the voting, obviously the 4 answers, and I know other people get mad that I don't include other teams. I include the big 4. It's Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots, and Bruins.
I am surprised by the outcome of this.
So the winner of the poll, Fitzy, you want to guess?
I'm going to guess the Patriots by a narrow margin over the Celtics.
The New England Patriots got 35% of the vote, which is indeed a narrow margin over 33% for the Boston Celtics, which is another narrow margin over the Red Sox at 28%.
Okay.
And then the Bruins were others receiving votes at 4%. No one thinks the Bruins are close. So the Patriots.
When you think about it, it's not the craziest outcome of that poll, now that you think about it.
Is it how you would have voted?
I probably give the Red Sox a little bit more love.
Yeah, I would have voted for the Red Sox in this poll because they're not playing great. They're hanging around in the AL East, but I think they have the pieces, if it all kind of falls into place, to do it this year.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Like, I think they have I'm not saying it's going to fall into place, and it doesn't look like on a nightly basis it is falling into place.
If you just said to me, okay, the Red Sox, they got to love the ones they're with, this is the team for the whole season, I'd say, okay, maybe not. But, oh, wait a minute, you got 2 more guys, 2 more studs waiting to be called up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The Red Sox, to me, it is frustrating because I think this team has so much more potential than just being a game over 500 at this point. But I think would agree with you is why the Red Sox would be the team most likely to is because they still got young guys that they are just, you know, waiting to bring up.
Right.
Once they come here, we're all expecting them to be difference makers.
So, Fitzy, clearly you sort of agree with the Patriots vote here?
I do, and this is sadly the Patriots. My hope, my dream is 10 wins next season.
Yeah.
And we'll find out exactly how they could get there when the schedule gets released, with minimal leaks thus far for the Patriots, surprisingly, tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
So, yeah, the schedule release. Ted, quick aside, do you like that at all?
I love it.
Really?
Not the drips and drabs, but I love it. Well, you know what? Because it does. You know what? If I put it to you this way, does it change your opinion? Every player is really every Patriot player wants to see what the schedule looks like.
Why? So you can see when we're in Miami and when we're in Buffalo. Is that
doesn't that matter?
When I first moved back into the city of Boston after taking a lot of time away and down in Houston, I came back 2018. And I'm the only person that was saying, wait a minute, you guys, the Patriots figured this out. They had a bad loss against the Steelers in December of that year, if you guys remember. But they had two home games against the Jets and the Buffalo Bills before the Bills had Josh Allen. And I was like, oh, something clicked in their offense. I could see it. Boom. I said, they're going to be on their way. And then they went and they played, they played the San Diego Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chargers had to fly out to Baltimore the week before and play in an AFC wildcard game. They beat the Ravens, had to fly all the way back to San Diego, and then fly all the way back out.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not even going to be the talent between the two teams. Clearly, if you look at the roster for the Chargers, was way more a better roster than the Patriots. But I got the external factors were going to play a part in deciding who won that game, and the Patriots blew them out because of those external factors. So I'm making a long kind of way to get to my point, which
long
is
long story, good story.
External forces are also important, I think, in deciding whether you're going to win or lose. I have let go of the West Coast team coming to the East Coast playing that 1 o'clock game.
Yes,
I used to think that was really not advantageous for the West Coast teams. But that's not an issue anymore. But so I'm looking for those little things, the external factors that I see in the schedule that might benefit or not benefit the Patriots when I'm looking at their chances this year.
Well, I can't wait till Wednesday's show when we'll do the win.
Well,
win,
no, that's
loss.
Thursday.
Show, right? I mean, yeah. Thursday show. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, win, loss, and you can tell me why and all.
Stuff.
I can't wait to see the notepads you'll have and all the reasons why you'll be doing it. But Dan Ball. I see your hand raised. Is this to defend the Bruins, to vote for the Bruins?
No, I think 3% is too generous for the Bruins. That's about 4%
really?
Too generous.
Really?
Yeah.
I could make an argument for the Bruins if you asked me.
Go ahead. Mm. Go ahead.
I mean, they have David Pastrnak, who is an MVP Hart Trophy caliber scorer.
Yeah.
They have McAvoy, who's supposed to be an elite defenseman.
He's supposed to be.
They have a goalie who you decided was worthy of a top five contract in the NHL. Right there, you have foundational pillars to build around. They have other players, Lindholm and others, who are making good money. They have $30 million in cap space. They have a top seven pick in the draft that they can trade. I don't think it's crazy to say if everything fell into place for them that they could be a...
Who's coaching them?
Top the coach.
That's a great question. That's an unreal question.
Whoever the coach is that they hire, but the really good coach who's going to get the most out of the roster that I just described. I like the Patriots. And it's weird that I think they were probably underrated at some point when you put Vrabel and talent and put the pieces together. Now it feels like it might be going the other way and people are expecting too much too soon out of the Patriots to say they're the closest team in Boston to a title. I mean, hell, the Celtics could win the title this year. If Jaylen Brown takes over a $300 million basketball player, mm-hmm. there's no saying the road may be getting easier. The Cavs are going to get bumped. Your OKC team could be bumped.
Yep.
Speaking of getting bumped, I think that music means we're getting bumped off the show. Stick around for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Christian Arcand will have all your news and notes about the Boston Red Sox. He'll have the lock, which hopefully the lock of the night will be that they're not as bad as they were last night in Detroit. Lou Merlone's in the booth. That's always a great listen. And we'll be back on Wednesday down at Scores, where we'll be previewing Celtics-Knicks. See if the Celtics can extend their season just a bit. We'll talk to Scal. I think we might talk to Mego. It'll be live, fun. Ted is great live. So 2-6, WEEI down to Scores.
Wear your JB jersey.
And I might have my JB jersey on. That's all tomorrow, WEEI Afternoons.